When Jesus creates faith in us, nothing he promises is impossible. Don't be afraid of impossibilities, for that's the place where faith lives. It sees what science and human ability can never see. It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith works by godly hopes. It'll test you, and it will change you.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus' words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on Life Journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
Today, in talking about why faith is so hard, I'll tell you right at the top, you're going to need to put on your big boy faith pants. Now, let's get something clear. Jesus is the author of faith, the Bible says. When he speaks to you, often simply by making something in his word real and personal, faith kicks in and it says, I believe what God just made real to me. Faith is a relationship, you see. It's spiritual eyesight that perceives a greater reality than all other realities. For it came not from something created, it came from the Creator. If you can believe when God has spoken to you, nothing He has said will be impossible to you. Here's an example where God spoke to Abraham. And it says in Romans 4, Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. From the promise to the fulfillment was a long time. Decades, in fact. Hebrews 11 shows a faith that does not take into consideration the realities of this natural life. It reveals a faith that is true no matter what the world condition or personal circumstance is. In fact, it shows that many died in faith. Faith believes God with no regard for the world's evidence to the contrary. Faith is its own reality. It is founded upon who God is, not who or what the world is. We look in a microscope and we see cancer and we say, cancer. It makes no difference what we may feel, what we have read, or what are the experiences of others. The doctor will say, nevertheless, you have cancer. But when God says, you're healed, and you believe, your truth is that you are healed. It makes no difference what the microscope showed you. You listen to the doctor and you listen to God and you must make a decision. That's where faith rises or falls. With you, not with God's integrity. Some faith finds fulfillment here on earth and some doesn't. But it's still a greater truth than anything else. The source is God's word and it's higher than anything that the material world declares. One of the problems about believing God is that we tend to add our own expectations. That's why faith can get harder. We say we must be healed supernaturally instead of by a doctor, or we say that we must be healed by next Tuesday. We think that 10 years believing with no physical results to show for it means there's something wrong with our faith or with us, and so we give up. Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. He was persuaded. When God asked him to sacrifice his son, he was willing to let the blessing of promise remain in the hands of the one who promised. He believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead if need be. God made a promise to bless the world through Isaac, and that was the end of the matter with Abraham. He wasn't going to try to figure it out any longer. You see, faith must trump reason. It's just that we have to be very careful that we didn't add our own words of faith to God's word of faith. No timetables, no earthly conditions, and no assumptions. Faith is hard when we think it gives us the right to decide what the will of God is and then claim it in the name of faith. For example, we can't say, I believe God will help me no matter how I act, think, or speak. No, faith is not a license to sin. Faith takes into account our hearts. No man can believe God like Abraham, all the while harboring an intention to sin. Faith is hard because it gives glory to God, not men. The Bible says Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Faith doesn't seek one's own glory. It's incompatible with pride. Faith will humble a man. It will keep his mouth shut about himself and his so-called great ministry. Faith will not boast in the results, but in God. I've always cringed when a preacher has told me, we had 3 people healed on Sunday. We prayed, and look what happened. By faith, a man will be so at peace with himself and the Lord that he won't care if men know what he did by faith. When men boast about their exploits, it doesn't build the faith of others. It doesn't build them up. It makes them feel lesser, always lesser. How many did you have in church Sunday? It's a great question the man of self asks. Bible faith is consumed with the glory of God. It exalts in His presence and heaven's reward. It seeks to love God, please Him, fear Him, and to seek Him. You see, faith seeks to find the glory in the presence of God, not men. Now strap on your seatbelt. You'll probably have to listen to this at least a couple times about many of the reasons why faith is so hard. It's because we're used to believing what we can see. We're used to it. Remember doubting Thomas? Unless I see, I will not believe. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Deception is another reason why faith is hard. The serpent said to Eve, hath God said? Faith must be tested. Faith calls for surrender to God no matter what. Faith is built in a humble heart and pride gets in the way. Faith works by love and we struggle with selfishness. Many of the reasons why faith is so hard for men. Faith requires diligently feeding on God's word until we're moved by Him more than self and the world. Sin wages war on the conscience. And if the conscience is troubling us, it's nearly impossible to believe God. We also find ourselves too often comparing God to human experiences, and it stunts our faith. Faith is qualified by our hopes. Now, this is important. Are they truly godly, loving hopes and seeking to glorify God or to glorify self? Carnal hopes won't nurture faith. Another thing is that faith is not figuring out how God will meet us before we'll believe. We don't need to know what He's going to do or how He's going to do it. Fear is a big reason why we see faith as so hard. It says in the Bible, the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? See, Israel failed, and a generation died in the wilderness because they were afraid. Understand that faith is believing what hasn't happened yet is going to happen. Fear is believing what hasn't happened yet is going to happen. They're both faith, but the outcomes are based on different gods. You see, fear is Satan's faith. And faith is Satan's fear. Faith follows God fully. The Bible says, my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land. But the Bible says the rest of Israel over the age of 20 died in the wilderness. Faith is sometimes hard for people because faith can't grow in a corrupt heart. Faith is not merely about mental believing. It's not intellectual. Faith is hard because many don't want to believe God on certain issues. It's often painful to change our beliefs. Faith is hard because of pride. The prophet was told by God in Habakkuk 2:4, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not right in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Jesus said, "How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that comes from God only?" The Bible teaches that faith is hard because it's hidden from the hard-hearted. Isaiah said, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their heart and be converted, and I should heal them." Some people find faith so hard because they're saying, "I'm not sure it's for me." This could be just from not knowing God and His Word well enough, or it could simply be from neglect. You see, seeking must be a diligent thing. It must come from a heart more filled with God than with the world, more with God's words than the words of men. Our feelings of being unworthy seems to be to us greater than the worthiness of Jesus' blood. That's why faith is often so hard. Thus, we mix up faith in God with faith in ourselves. We put expectations on our faith that limit God's word. The Bible says these died in faith, not receiving the promises. Such ones have put their eyes on God instead of the world and believed no matter what the physical dimension said. Faith is hard because of not realizing that faith's purpose is to enable us to do the will of God and to grow in patience before we receive what's promised. You see, faith isn't so much about what we receive, but what we become and what we accomplish while we're standing in faith. Remember, it's the nature of faith to believe and yet not receive. It's the nature of faith to be tested while we are walking by faith. The Bible says faith is the evidence. People say they need evidence. Faith is the evidence. If science can see it and prove it, then it's not the evidence that builds faith in God. Seeing is not believing. Believing is seeing. If God said it, that's to be our only reality that matters. Well, he believed God and he still died. Really now, did he get to heaven and people there came up to him and said, "Oh, I see you're dead"? Listen, he believed God, and that's everything that mattered. To seek in faith, you simply seek the kingdom of God. To seek him and believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Faith births things out of the impossible. Here's a woman who spent all that she had on doctors, and it wasn't enough. Now it was financially impossible, as well as medically impossible. Then there's the rich man with whom it's impossible to follow Jesus. Then Abraham and Sarah, who had to come to the impossible place, as did Zechariah and Elizabeth, and Mary and Joseph. The disciples in the storm, they were in an impossible situation. Who could speak to a storm and calm it? You see, over and over again, we see impossibilities that had to be in the will of God. Then there's the moral impossibility. Healing never validates a man's holiness and righteousness. It validates God's word and the blood of Jesus. Don't be afraid of impossibilities. That's the only place that faith lives. If it's true faith, it will lift up your soul and give you hope and power in the presence of God. It will overcome fear, change your direction, and give you peace.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for These Words That Work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
When Jesus creates faith in us, nothing he promises is impossible. Don't be afraid of impossibilities, for that's the place where faith lives. It sees what science and human ability can never see. It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith works by godly hopes. It'll test you, and it will change you.